From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Lissy Taylor. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
So name coffee, he likes it black. Rolls down the street, he's so handsome. And all the sweethearts swarm, dropping like pennies. If only they know, if only they know. Walks down to you, dark hair and sunglasses too. You can't help it, you can't help it. He's a city boy, he's a city boy, he's a city boy, city boy. He takes back what he's used, he's coming for you. He's a catch, but don't fall. The shine on his shoes, him in a sharp suit. He is at home, back to the bone. The way he walks down to you, dark hair and sunglasses too. You can't help it, you can't help it. He's a city boy, he's a city boy, he's a city boy, city boy. He's coming for you, he's coming for you, he's coming for you, he's a city boy.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio open mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 552nd live performance. Tonight, we are so pleased to present another night of great live music with Lissy Taylor. Born in Stoke-on-Trent in 2000, she then moved to Lexington, Kentucky in 2015 with her family. Lissy is an up-and-coming singer-songwriter with her own distinctive vocal sound and signature acoustic style. Please welcome tonight's guest to the Red Barn Radio stage, Lissy Taylor.
try my best for you. There's not much more I can do. You've seen me laugh, you've heard me cry. You're my heaven, my earth and sky.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Renee Collins speaking with Lissy Taylor. Here's Renee.
Tell us about your early life and where your family is from and take us to where you are now.
I've grown up in Staffordshire. All our family is really close together. It's really, we're around Stoke-on-Trent and it's made up of five towns. So all our family is within at least maybe 10 minutes drive of each other. So it's really nice to be that close. So moving here when I was 14 was a big jump, being so far away, which maybe caused me to write more of my songs. I'd say a lot of me growing up has been with family. I don't think I have many memories where my family hasn't been around.
When did you actually start playing guitar, and how did you go about learning to play?
My best friend at the time had a guitar, and every time I went around her house, she was like, oh my gosh, I want to play. And for Christmas, I got a guitar, I think, when I was 13. I'd been singing since I was about 11 or 12, and I got my guitar when I was 13. I just started with, like, YouTube videos and just kind of playing around with it until I got to a stage where I was like, okay, like, I'm all right. And then I got a teacher. I went through a few songs. I think the first song that I learned was Wonderwall by Oasis, because my uncle loves Oasis, so I wanted to play that for him. I liked it. Like, it was tricky for a first song, though. I remember that I had like really deep indents in my fingers after playing. I was like, no, I've got to get it right. Then after, when I got to like a pretty standard level, and I'd be like playing in the kitchen to my mum, she got to the point where she was like, okay, like, what are you gonna do now? Like, you should go out and play to other people, because like, you're not doing anything, just sat in the kitchen playing to me every day. We went out and we started playing in bars and coffee shops, and then I found new people to kind of get inspiration from and grow up to be like in some ways.
And I think I'm falling for you now. Into your eyes, don't make a sound. And I wouldn't change you for the world. You spread my wings like I'm your little bird. And you're falling hard and I'm falling fast. I'm afraid my heart will need a plaster cast. Cause sticks and stones won't hurt me now. Now that I'm with you, there's no way, there's no how. And I know with love comes pain. Keep standing in the rain. You said I'll meet you there. We'll walk around Chicago. If I'm ever there, I'll let you know. You've written your sticks and stones won't hurt me now. Now that I'm with you, there's no way, there's no how. And I know with love comes pain. And the way you feel, I'll keep standing. Travel the world and play my guitar. Let's start with a beach in Mexico. I wish I could go there tonight. Make shapes out the stars till we see sunlight. Sticks and stones won't hurt me now. Now that I'm with you, there's no way, no how. And I know where love comes pain, but I'll wait for you, I'll keep standing.
Funny though, because I used to be really shy. I remember when I was small, I would hide behind my mum whenever I could. I was very, very shy. I started singing because they were like, she's too shy. We need to handle this. They put me into one of those musical theater kind of clubs that you do at the weekend. And that got it out of me. I discovered that I loved singing and dancing around and just pretending to be other people. But my favorite part was always the singing classes all together. And then that carried on through high school, and I'd do it in my free time. I'd just always be singing, even in the car. I think like also music is a really quite emotional mm-hmm. thing, especially if you're writing music. So I think it's in some ways more suited to introverts. For me, it's kind of more in like confiding in like my guitar instead of, I don't know, like telling the world, when it's, in some ways it is telling the world, because I'll confide in my guitar and then go play it for a bunch of people. But like, I think being an introvert in some ways helps me songwrite, if yeah. that makes sense.
Walking through the bar with a black dress and the heels on, some guy buys her a drink and we all know that he's thinking, girl, you command my attention. And he's reciting lines like, darling, your perfection, no one can compare. She's all blue jeans, long hair, hearing her name everywhere, walking by a nail star. She's flawless in a sundress. This is not a contest, cause no one can compete with her. She's flawless. All the girls are talking, trying to feel better about themselves. They're all talking about her. She's beautiful, it's something she can't help. Like, girl, you got their attention. And he's reciting lines like, darling, you're perfection. No one can compare. She's all blue jeans, long hair, hearing her name everywhere, walking by and they all stare. She's flawless in a sundress. This is not a contest, cause no one can compete with her. She's flawless. What is she meant to say? What she meant to do? If no one can like her for what she wants them to, what is she meant to say? What she meant to do? If no one can like her for what she wants them to, cause she's on blue jeans, long hair, hearing her name everywhere, walking by a nail stare. She's flawless in a sundress. This is not a contest, cause no one can compete with her. She's flawless. She's flawless. She's flawless. She's flawless.
When did you start writing, actually? When do you recall doing that? Why did you start?
I started writing right when we'd moved here, but it wasn't really a response to moving. It was, I think if we hadn't moved, I'd have still started writing, because it got to a point where I'd be playing just covers of songs on my guitar, and I could only play like so many covers, because either like I didn't like some songs, or I wasn't good enough at guitar to play these songs, and I got fed up of only playing the same ones. And when I'd go to look to play new songs, I think, oh, like, I don't like that one, or this bit's tricky, and like, So I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna write my own songs, because I'll be able to play them, because I can't write something that I don't know how to play. So that's how I started writing songs.
What do you think is important when you are actually crafting that song in your head, and then how do you get it down on paper?
So usually it kind of starts with a feeling. Like, songs are always about feelings in some shape or form. A lot of the time I think, you know what, like, I feel like writing a song, and I can't quite describe exactly what the feeling is. Sometimes I'm just like, oh, I need to like get this out of my system, or sometimes it's just kind of, you know, like, I'll write a song. Usually I'll find something that I like on guitar first. It seems like I play around a bit, I'm like, oh, like, that sounds cool, so I'll figure that out first, and then depending on what that sounds like, I'll find some words that complement it in some way, because I think that's really important. Like, they've got to match the words and the music in some way. Not like exactly, but they've got to be connected. I think when I write, I always want it to be honest, because I think that's what people relate to most. But then again, sometimes things that are honest are hardest to write, because sometimes I'll write something and I'll think, oh, I don't really want to play it for anybody because it's really, like, I don't know, personal. But all songs are personal, I think. Some of my favorite songs are really personal songs. So I just think that, like, if people like my songs as much as I like other people's songs, then really, like, that's what I should do.
Misses in the lane, like smoking in lungs, like drugs through your veins. It's got nowhere else to run. Let's get out of this town. Let's just lay on the roof. Offer me your jacket and be a man if you want to see me soon. You'll throw gasoline to a flame. Your soul's rich as coffee and your mind can't be tamed. You're so American. It's more than I can take, and it's more than I've ever been. You just wanna hang out with Mary Jane, run her hands through your hair and wave goodbye to the pain. Like an open road with an Italian view. Taste the Floridian air and sink into the deep blues. Dark tans have melted onto movie screens. There's girls in white dresses and boys in blue jeans. You're so American. It's more than I can take, and it's more than I've ever been. You're so American. It's more than I can take, and it's more than I've ever been.
Do you ever find a test audience or run a pilot for some of these new offerings?
I'd say my music teacher, Miss Berryman, and my mum are the first years usually. Because I'm either at school when I'm writing something, or I'm at home and I'll say, oh, can you listen to this? Tell me what you think. And that's like, yeah, like, I like it. Or, but like, maybe like, have something here, or like, talk about this more. And I was like, okay, and work with it.
Okay. What was your first experience playing guitar in front of an audience like?
It was kind of funny, actually. It was in this really small bar in England. And I remember it was winter, it was cold. And I walked in, and the bar was pretty small, but it was packed, which just made it feel even smaller. It was an open mic. My mum had kind of said, like, you're going to go and do this because you need to. And I was very nervous about the whole idea. I was like, okay. So I said, you know what, I'm going to do Ed Sheeran, The A-Team, because I'd been practicing it in my guitar lessons. I was like, okay, I've got it. I'd ran through it so many times. I was ready. Another guy was going to go up, and then it was me. So I was there sitting watching. I saw him go up, and he looked really cool. He had like messy hair and like this like rock band t-shirt and like big jacket. He just looked very rock and roll. And I was like, oh, he's going to be good. He got up, and he was very good. So that automatically made me think like, ooh, he's very good. And this is my first time. So I got super nervous. And when I got up, it was all going very well. For the first first verse, it went very well. And then I completely forgot the words. So I just kept playing G chord for like a little bit when I was thinking. And then I was like, I know what I'll do. I remember some of the lyrics now from Drunk by Ed Sheeran, which is a completely different song, but I think it fits. So I just went,
that works.
I just switched to Drunk, and then I was playing that for a little bit, and I was amazed how well it fit because I'd never done this before. Then I was like, oh, I remember the rest of it. So then I just switched back into the second half of A-Team. And then I finished, and the pub was like, oh, that was dead good. Like, I liked the mashup. And I was like, oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah, it went really well. My mum, she was just laughing. Like, she's like, well, yeah. She's like, it went well. It went all right. She pulled it off. I was like, oh, good.
Frankie's gone again. Left his family, left his friends. Grabbed his gun, and he was gone. Told me that he needed to move on. Yeah, he told me that he had a plan to say goodbye to his old man. So he grabbed his gun, grabbed his beer, and he was gone. Frankie's out there somewhere with his green eyes and golden hair. I bet he's doing just fine. Met a pretty girl somewhere down the line. Oh, he told me that he had a plan and to say goodbye to his old man. So he grabbed his gun, grabbed his beer, and he was gone. Frankie used to say, don't live tomorrow, live today. He must have changed his mind, 'cause he's gone and left us all behind. Oh, he told me that he had a plan to say goodbye to his old man. And he grabbed his gun, grabbed his beer, and he was gone. Frankie's been gone since I don't know when.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Lissy Taylor. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Lissy Taylor after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.